When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, there it is, the familiar weekly music heralding the beginning of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is here. He's the major domo, the big guru, the guy at Talkers Magazine. So he's got the list. Well, he's got two lists, one yes. and two. Which one do you want to start with first?
Let's start with one. We always do it that way, and we are creatures of tradition.
Yes, we are.
Yes, and now as part of our tradition, I'm going to read the 10 most talked about stories of the week on talk media shows around the country, and talk shows just like this one. Here we go. Veterans Day and VA issues were at number 10. A lot of people talking about Veterans Day this year.
As well they should.
And finally, understanding the difference between a Veterans Day and a Memorial Day.
Yes, yep.
And Memorial Day seems to be the higher profile day, but Veterans Day is very important. And again, it gives a good reason to talk about VA and veterans issues. At number 9, foreign affairs tied with U.S.-China relations. A little bit of France worked its way into the stories this past week. And of course, there are a lot of hot spots in the world, but U.S.-China relations remains the big one. The terrible tragedy in Houston, number 8, the Astroworld tragedy, and more information breaking on the Rust case. That's the one with Alec Baldwin. At number 7, we have a tie between two major issues every week, race relations and immigration. At number 6, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial kicked off in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Very complicated, highly politically charged legal affair. Climate change is at number 5 as that COP26 conference came to a conclusion this week, leaving a lot of questions unanswered and a lot of heat on the Biden administration. And number 4, Trump and GOP politics. That's now a category unto itself. Number 3, the January 6th investigation tied with the relationship between social media and journalism. It affects almost every story now. And at number 2, we have COVID-19 vaccines, masks, mandates, and the Aaron Rodgers controversy and school board controversy. So COVID-19 is really a big political issue, more so than a health issue at this point. It's a political issue, although it should be a health issue. And number 1, the health of our economy, inflation, supply chain problems, labor problems, and the politics of economics, with inflation topping the list of concerns Americans have this week. Inflation is, according to indicators, at a 31-year high at the moment. The People Survey, hip-hopper Travis Scott at number 10, Alec Baldwin at 9, Nancy Pelosi at 8, Kyle Rittenhouse at 7, 6 is Mitch McConnell, 5 is Liz Cheney, 4 is Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Donald Trump is at number 3, Kamala Harris is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1, and that's basically a snapshot of what people have been talking about on talk shows in America this past week.
You can find the list at talkers.com and also djvshow.com. So if you want to, and we always have the, as I do these programs with Michael and with the staff from DJV, we put the official story list and people list in there. So you have a reference point. You can look again online at talkers.com or djvshow.com. So let me go to number 3 with you, Michael. Journalism, social media. One wonders, as I look around the landscape, and one of the things that people like about this program is we talk about inside baseball. In a sense, we talk a lot about the industry, who's in it, what's going on, the sort of behind-the-scenes things that add up to this being the interesting, important, intelligent way to converse about issues of the day, people of the day. So there's a number of surveys, there are plural, excuse me, that show that the world, or our world, is becoming more important, if you will. A lot of people are being driven to the spoken word formats, news, news talk, that sort of thing. They're rising in relevance, and one wonders if it's because of the social media. Is it because of the state of journalism? What do you think? What are you, in your expertise in watching this whole game for decades, what's leading? Because we have on one hand people saying this, and on the other hand say, well, there's too many old people listening to talk radio, and you know, young people are not interested, yada, yada, yada. I just think that's not true. It just shows itself in different ways, doesn't it? Interest in what's going on?
I'm not sure what you're asking me. You did a nice overview of the present state of media. Are you asking me whether or not the rise in social media as a venue for conversation about news, is that feeding into the popularity of news talk radio?
That's a great question. I wish I'd asked it that way. Go ahead.
That was... I'm trying to, you know, okay, you know, it, you covered some ground. Well, I think that news talk radio will remain popular and relevant regardless of any other media. Now, no medium operates in a vacuum. So, you know, obviously there's competition, but competition creates more conversation, and it's the convenience. It's the dependability. It's the ubiquitousness. And the diversity, believe it or not, of news talk radio that makes it one of the ongoing most important venues for people dealing with issues. And that's what it is. Too much is made of the dips, you know, because it's so politically charged and people have an axe to grind, and some people blame the messenger as opposed to the message. There are so many people that anytime there's a little dip in the ratings or something goes wrong or whatever, because it's under the spotlight of scrutiny, under the microscope, you know, they go, oh, it's news talk radio is no good. It's dying. But it never is dying. It's always important. And it will continue to be as long as we are in the current media paradigm. Right. You know?
Let me ask you. Let me ask this a different way then. In terms, and I don't mean to make this more confusing. It's just very interesting, maybe because I am fascinated by how our business works. The business about who is delivering the message. Is it important that Levin delivers a message, or Dennis Prager delivers a message? Is it more important, you know, in the days of Limbaugh and now Hannity and some of the other people, or me, you, whoever it is? Is that what drives, you know, the old days of disc jockeys when music radio was the thing? The people who listened to it didn't listen for the music. They listened because the personalities drove, they attracted people like magnets to the radio. And the music was, you know, it was great. It was fun to talk about the music. But the personalities that were bigger than life, we don't have those people for the most part anymore, at least in music radio. And we have some of them in talk radio. And I just wonder if what it is that brings people in, is it the personalities of the Limbaughs of the world, or is it what they're talking about?
It's both, just as it was the personalities of the DJs and the music they played. If the personalities back in the golden days of DJ radio didn't play good music or play music that was researched and had some, you know, element of popularity, they wouldn't have done as well. It's a combination of the presenter and that which is presented, and a relationship with those who are being presented to. So I think it's all of the above. I think that I disagree with you that we don't have major, larger-than-life personalities. I think that the radio is being kept alive by the personalities that exist in talk radio. Talk radio is where all the stars of radio are. Yeah, there are very, very few famous disc jockeys at this point. There are some. Yeah. There are some good ones out there. Yeah. But look at the household names. Look at how you were just throwing out the names of different people who are household names, even in households that don't listen. The names are big. I mean, everybody in America heard of Rush Limbaugh. Not everybody listened. Everybody's heard of Howard Stern. They don't necessarily listen. As a matter of fact, we all have opinions in this country about a lot of things that we haven't experienced firsthand. That's a common process. But I just think that talk radio, and I think radio in general, is a powerful, iconic medium. It's 100 years old. It's going to continue to exist. It'll change a little bit, obviously, as it always has.
Yeah.
But I think it's for real and going forward, and I think it's always a combination of the presenter and the content and the stage and the whole thing. You know, it's complicated.
It is complicated. We'll solve all of these irrational complications as we go through the program. 16 past the hour. All right, so there is something that's off the charts that just deserves a moment or two. I think maybe it'll be on the charts for next week, and that's the impact of Adele. This is one of those modern things. CBS television is giving their entire Sunday night broadcast time over to the Oprah interview with Adele and her concert. That's unproud. When's the last? The Beatles. I'm trying to think of when the last time there was someone from the music world that captured that much attention. Can you remember, other than the Beatles, maybe the Stones, I suppose, to a point?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether you can even compare CBS's tribute to Adele and Oprah Winfrey and all that to the same impact or capturing the public attention as the Beatles or Elvis. That's an interesting question. Well, I don't know if anything in music has that impact anymore.
Well, that's it. See, Taylor Swift and that ilk, will they be remembered like Frank Sinatra is?
No, they won't. They can't be.
No. Oh, thank you.
They don't exist.
That. No. Just a figment of people's imagination. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of the charts created by the research done at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers. We had some moments here talking about social media, journalism, and how it plays into the popularity of this format, the spoken word format. But there also was some info that came out this week as to what people, and I don't know whether this is confusing or this is a good ancillary way of looking at our format, Michael, but the focus on politics and hard news apparently moving to the back burner in the national conversation with sports. Right now it's the NFL, but, you know, the baseball season and all of the various sports elements, and Aaron Rodgers and the focus on him. But this seems to be generating more interest, according to the data that I saw in a story in USA Today this week. The top stories in sports are the ones that seem to rocket to the top of social media discussions, and the sports stations are more, hundreds of sports radio stations now, right? Sports talk.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm not sure what you're saying. There is always going to be a lot of conversation about sports. There's always going to be a lot of conversation about celebrity gossip, about movies, about music. Politics is more than just news talk radio, which tends to be conservative. You have public radio, which tends to be moderate to liberal. You have urban radio that deals with the African-American community specifically. I mean, there's a whole variety of things out there, and each has its own lane in a fractionalized culture. But the same people that will talk about sports and follow sports talk radio will also be very, very politically charged about what's going on in the news. And, well, and they listen to different stations for that.
This this article cites something from the Sports Business Journal, looking at the top 10 topics last year at this time versus the top 10 topics this month. Last year, 18 of the top 20 stories on talk radio related to the political conversation, Trump, coronavirus, Biden, George Floyd, White House, racism, all that stuff. But this survey suggests that the top 10 topics for conversation on the air and in podcasts were about teams, Houston, Las Vegas, San Francisco.
That means nothing to me. That sounds to me like just a bunch of distorted facts that have no connection to each other. People are talking about Houston and not talking about Trump. What are you kidding me?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
that's what it sounds like.
According to this, there's more emphasis on sports talk radio than there is news talk radio.
Emphasis where?
Emphasis on number of the number of people listening and the number of people paying attention to these focused topics. You don't agree?
I take those things with a grain of salt.
Oh, okay.
Because there have always been people listening to sports talk radio and these topics. In other words, I'm not quite sure. Was the purpose of that article saying that sports talk radio is now bigger than news talk radio?
No, it was that more people are paying attention to the issues that are being, the things that are showing up in social media. 18 of the top stories last year were about politics. 18 of the top stories this year are about sports-related entities, people, personalities, results, etc.
As somebody who's been tracking public opinion for decades, all I could say is it depends on what you're looking for and where you're looking for it, and that type of research could be,
maybe we can go back to who pays for it.
There's research as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. Well, we all know that when it comes to like the drugs and stuff and what the results are of various tests or surveys, research, it's all who pays for it. It's skewed, and it comes back the way that people who are paying for it want it to come back, so they look good. That's, I guess there's no secret to that. All right, well, thank you for putting that into perspective. It's 28 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Settling up, moving up into the world of news talk radio, settling the questions, what were the big stories this week and who is everybody talking about? That's what the fun is here in going through every week with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, what it is that people have gravitated to conversationally. And I always like, what I do, I sort of play a game every week. I look to see what is still strong, and then I more often than not want to talk about the things that aren't in, they haven't been there. There's something new every week. Certainly Veterans Day plays in this week. The Astroworld situation. I think, and maybe I'm wrong, I guess probably I am wrong, that people want something new and fresh. We were just talking about this off the air about how, we're both of us have been music radio veterans, and when we used to play the hits, it was the same stuff over and over and over again. How do you make it sound fresh? And to a point, that's part of what goes on in some of the music today with the 80s stations and same songs over and over. But when it comes to talk, there's always a nuance. You can't change the lyric line of a song, but you can change the focus of a discussion of like COVID. Look at how many different places that thing has gone in the year and a half. It's like...
Well, that's what I love about talk radio. That's why I in my own career, I gravitated toward talk and moved away from music because talk is black belt talk radio, is black belt radio, and music radio is, you know, kind of vanilla. There's no comparison. They're two different things. Talk is wonderful in as much as it always will be fresh, especially if it reflects the news. The news is a little bit of what's happening. It's a little bit of what happened, and it's a little bit about what's going to happen. And that keeps moving forward, you know, on the arrow of time. That's the charts change every week to a small degree. The issues change a little bit and you follow it. Just depends on how closely involved you are. You do realize there are people who sit all day long in front of the cable television news and watch it from morning till night, yelling at the screen.
Yeah, it's really, that is amazing. How many people have it? It used to be you had it on as background, kind of like talk radio, music radio. But then people have the time, apparently, and the interest to.
That's one of the reasons why they complain, they, whoever they are, advertising agencies or whatever, or critics of talk radio, that the audience for news talk, both on television and radio, is old. Well, retired people have more time to make it their life passion, especially with pandemic and people are afraid to go out. When people are a little older, they don't have the energy to go running around and take up sports, play tennis, go bowling, you know, golf. They sit and they watch TV and they get all emotional about it. Same thing happens with sports. There are people that all day long, they follow sports. And now with gambling, perhaps the explosion of gambling, I was thinking back to what you were talking about earlier about sports talk radio and how popular it is and how popular sports is as a social media topic. One of the reasons for that is now people have skin in the game. People are betting like crazy on everything in sports.
Yeah.
I worry for the, I'm afraid it'll create corruption in sports, which already exists to a degree.
Well, I remember Rose and all of that.
Yeah, But that was the days when this thing called sportsmanship was considered to be important. Now, the idea of sportsmanship is going out the window, replaced by hubris and, you know, bragging and all kinds of non-sportsman taunting. We're going through a cultural change, no doubt, and it ties into the media. But back to what we're saying, I don't think it's that hard to keep the topics and the angles on news, whether you talk about it, present it, whether you present views, whatever, news is real and it's ever-changing and it's pertinent to people's lives. I mean, come on, number one topic, inflation, supply channel, labor, economic politics. What's more important than that in terms of a mass public than the fact that the cost of our food, the cost of our housing, the cost of our fuel is going up every week, and people are sitting there and saying, how the hell am I going to meet my obligations, and when is this going to stop? And what do I do with the money I have in the bank that's getting no interest? Should I invest it in something? But then I could lose it. Oh, my God, what do I do? That Look becomes a lot more important than whether Adele is going to be on CBS with Oprah.
But see, that's a distraction for people who don't want to be digging around in some of this other stuff. The IPO this week for that electric truck company, Rivlin, came out of the blue. It came from nowhere. Yeah. All of a sudden, people are creating wealth for somebody in a small group of people who have been clever enough to create something that's captured the public's attention.
Right. And how about all the mystery surrounding cryptocurrency, where people, you know, are led to believe
that
it's
at all.
Crypto is some. Do I understand? I don't even understand gold or the greenback. Are you kidding me? I don't talk myself into thinking I understand any of this. I mean, anybody who thinks they understand it has sucker written all over their forehead.
Yeah.
I mean, if people really understood this, the economy would be a very smooth and happy place.
Remember when Apple came on the scene and Amazon, and people were saying the same thing. Why would you invest in that? Those companies lose money. I remember Rush Limbaugh telling me something once, or maybe it was Ed McLaughlin, maybe two inside. But he invested early on. It was either in Apple or Amazon. I can't remember which one it was. Maybe it was both. But I know he said that he'd put a lot of money into, I think it was Amazon at the beginning. And he became the largest individual stockholder in one of those companies, and that attributed greatly to his amassed wealth, as he was smart enough, or somebody was smart enough to get him to put money into that sort of thing. Once in a while, you hit it. It's like lottery, in a sense, isn't it? I mean,
once in a while, you hit it, but the odds are always against you. The odds always favor the house. And if the house is the Wall Street insiders or the house is, the casino, the house always wins in the end. Gambling is the whole nature of gambling is you're playing the odds. You're going on intuition. You're going on a little bit of research and a lot of luck. And sometimes it breaks your way and sometimes it doesn't. I'm actually concerned about the impact on young people that this opening up of betting in sports, that you can bet while you're watching the game, right from the convenience of your smartphone.
Is there an age thing on it? I don't know.
I'm not sure of all those details.
You have to be 18 to bet?
Because I've never bet.
And how I haven't either. I bought a lottery ticket.
I don't do that. I would never bet on it. I wouldn't feed into that stuff. Now, I'm not against it officially because I'm for freedom. But personally, I think it stinks.
You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about Pete Rose, who you know, I worked in Cincinnati for a couple of years on the air, did afternoons at WCKY. And Pete Rose followed me on the air with a newly created talk show that was created for him. I mean, in Cincinnati, there was nobody that captured the attention of the public like Pete Rose. So he would come into the studio before he'd go on the air at 6 o'clock and put his legs up on the console and share his philosophies with
me. I'm picturing this. This is theater of the mind. I'm picturing.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was, it was really amazing, frankly, to have that experience. I mean, I thank my lucky stars. I've had a lot of exposure to a lot of very interesting people.
Yes. And one of the blessings of being in this business all these years. Absolutely.
Yeah, I suppose so. And the inside baseball story is I had the job in Cincinnati because I had been hired to go to, not WJR, I forget the other talk station, WXYT, in Detroit. I'd been hired to go there. And I was told the Friday before I was supposed to start that I wasn't going to get the job or the job had been rescinded, job offer, because a member of the great pitcher for Detroit that went to jail, Don, what was his name? I'm blanking on his name.
I don't recall.
Is it Danny, Donnie? I don't know. But this guy is a famous pitcher. And he'd gone to jail and he got out of jail and he called the owner of the radio station and said, "Hey, how'd you like to have me on your radio station?"
Oh, gosh. And he took the job from you?
He took the job from me.
How many times have people in this business lost jobs to convicted felons?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it.
That's sort of a plus, folks. If you've served time in jail, or even if you're still in jail and you have a good cell phone, hey, that's a double entendre. You get a job in radio.
Look at
how many people who've been in and out of prison have had successful careers in radio.
Cianci. Remember Buddy Cianci in Providence?
Cianci was...
Oh, my God. Not once, but twice. He got on the station three times.
Folks, we're talking about the he's now deceased, a very colorful mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, who was in and out of jail and in and on the radio. But I'm like, I don't want to name names of colleagues, but I have a list of names of people that were in jail and on radio.
Pretty amazing stuff. All right, pretty much, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen talking about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Here's something to focus on as you go into the holiday season. How many of you have gained weight since Halloween even because you went into your child's candy bucket and started eating the Three Musketeers and other things that were in there? And there come the pounds. And that's only the beginning because Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away. You start putting on the pounds with that. And then go into Christmas, the parties, New Year's, whoopee. So don't you want to put yourself on the offensive instead of the defensive? Start now to control your weight. If you like where it is, keep it there using Kellitrin. How does it work? Well, you just take 4 capsules a night before you go to bed. Let it do the work. It's the only all-natural product that is guaranteed to help you lose weight and, better yet, to keep it off. All kinds of success stories. They got an 86% success rate, in fact, of people going on the program and losing weight and keeping it off. So go to toploss.com, their website. Understand the science of the product. Shop for things that you can use to support your weight loss, your desires to look good and feel good. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV for BOGO deals on purchase and no shipping charges. You have a discussion this week on the Michael Harrison interview with one of the really good guys from the News Talk Radio biz, yes?
Absolutely. Brian Kilmeade of Fox News Radio and Fox News Channel, mhinterview.com, insights into Brian Kilmeade.
Yep. Good guy. Thank you, Michael. It's 10 before the hour on the countdown. Past the hour now. It's time for us to face the music from this past week. When it comes to the world of technology, Victoria, right on top of all the major stories that affect all of us. And so we have the top five, starting with the new electric truck Rivian. And who's buying that? This looks like a lot of dough is involved in this thing this week, right?
That's very true. So Rivian is a California-based electric truck maker, and they raised $11.9 billion in their IPO. It began trading on Wednesday on the NASDAQ this week, and it's the largest IPO since Alibaba in 2014. And so this even surpassed Uber.
And Alibaba is a Chinese company too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Alibaba owns like a lot of online shopping marketplaces and things like that. But yeah, so Rivian was priced at $78 a share, which was more than what initially people thought it would go for. But this is actually good news for Ford as well, because Ford has a pretty hefty investment in Rivian. And Amazon also backs Rivian. So it's good news for everybody as we move closer and closer to the electric vehicle reality, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, these trucks are really... Hardly. Eventually you will. But these trucks are really, really nice to look at.
Ugly. And apparently what do you mean, nice to look? They're ugly.
I think they're awesome looking.
Ugly. Ugh. All right. Number four. Talking about electric cars, what are we going to do with the electric vehicle batteries?
Well, that's a good question. That's a question that that everyone's been talking about with all the climate summits happening. And so the technology to recycle batteries for electric vehicles could exist in the U.S. within about 5 years, according to tech experts. And so they said, but the only way that will happen is that if there is a commitment from the electric vehicle industry, as well as investment from the federal government. And so electric vehicle automakers are ramping everything up because of President Biden's pledge to increase the number of electric vehicles in the United States. And so essentially right now, a lot of the stuff that is used to make these batteries are minerals that are in the ground in Asia. And so if we can start recycling our own batteries, we don't need to go back to the mines and we don't have to go over to China for it. We can actually just continuously revamp our own, which I think it would be great.
Yep, good idea. All right, number three, as we head toward number one, a couple of ransomware hackers get it in the neck.
Yeah, so Attorney General Merrick Garland this week unveiled charges against two suspected hackers in connection to attacks with Revil, which is the Russia-linked ransomware group. So two of these guys have been working on several of the big ransomware hits. Justice Department has seized about $6 million in ransomware payments so far, but that is literally nothing. That's a drop in the bucket, because $200 million has already been paid in ransom. $200 million has been paid in ransomware. And so, I mean, I forget what the number is now, but even in the United States, we've had to pay over $100 million this year alone to pay off ransomware. So
yeah.
It's awful.
Awful. Number two, spyware found on Palestinian activists.
Yeah, so this NSO is this spyware company that's based in Israel, and you know, and has very significant ties to the Israeli government. And so NSO, they make spyware, and it has now been detected on six different Palestinian human rights activists. And these six activists have been working with a group called Frontline Defenders, and that's an Irish-based group, human rights group. And so they found that this Pegasus software, spyware, was on their phones. And this goes up to very high level. You know, this isn't just human rights activists. This is journalists and business people and academics, embassy workers. And so this spyware is everywhere. And so NSO is not happy because the U.S. responded pretty strongly and abruptly and basically said, we're not doing business with NSO, and any companies that do business with NSO, the United States will not do business with. So it's getting to be more and more complicated. And it's probably a story we're going to be hearing about next week as well.
Right. Okay, number one this week, going back to Robinhood. Remember them?
Robinhood, the trading app. Yeah, so Robinhood has had not great news this week. They initially reported that 5 million users' data had been breached. Now it's actually 7 million. If you do use the Robinhood app, I use it, the first thing you should do, go in and change your password. The next best thing you can do, monitor your email address and know if you've been hacked that way, and also freeze all of your credit reports, because at least if someone has your information, they can't do anything with it. If you freeze all of your credit reports, no one can open an account in your name, not even a credit card or a car or anything like that. So that's the best thing to do if you're in any of these breaches. At this point, all of us have been affected by at least one breach.
Absolutely. The credit card stuff, I've had three or four of those. Yeah. All right, so that's it. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. Victoria and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.